Anxiety can feel like a curse. It's like your brain and body have been rewired to keep you on high alert, constantly scanning for danger, even when there's nothing to fear. Compared to the norm, it can feel like you're always stuck in survival mode, fighting invisible battles that others just can't see. If you're feeling isolated, overwhelmed, or feel like there's something deeply wrong with you, know this: you are not broken. Anxiety is not who you are. It's the result of a nervous system that's just become out of whack. It's working too hard to protect you, setting off alarms at the slightest sign of change. But here's the good news: you can retrain your nervous system to be calm. That means that recovery is not only possible, but it's within you. Many people who recover from anxiety describe their lives as becoming fuller, more confident, and more meaningful than ever before. So how do you break free from anxiety's grip? I'm going to show you exactly how. But first, let's understand why anxiety feels so overwhelming. Why anxiety feels like you're either drowning or thriving. If you live with anxiety, you've probably noticed how bizarre these symptoms and sensations can feel. It can manifest itself in intense panic attacks, bizarre, mysterious physical symptoms, intrusive what-if thoughts, and even feelings of numbness and burnout. It's always shape-shifting. Why? Because anxiety isn't just mental. What you are experiencing is a hypersensitive nervous system, and it's manifesting itself in multiple ways. It's not just your thoughts causing this. It's your body's survival response. Your nervous system mistakes harmless experiences like a racing heart, a strange thought, or even a quiet moment as threats. And when your nervous system perceives danger, your body follows suit. Your heart races more, your chest tightens, and your thoughts spiral, making you question everything. What if this never stops? What if I lose control? This is why anxiety doesn't feel ordinary. It's why you just don't have regular days. It's always a roller coaster. But here's the thing: this overreaction isn't permanent. You can teach your nervous system to calm down and stop sounding false alarms. This is where recovery begins. Step one, break free from the cycle of fear and avoidance. When anxiety strikes, the natural reaction is to avoid. Avoid the situation, avoid the symptom, avoid the thoughts. But avoidance sends the wrong message to you and your brain. It tells your nervous system, you're right, this is dangerous. In order to heal, you have to break this cycle. And it starts with small, manageable steps. Let's say you wake up feeling anxious. Instead of resisting the feeling or trying to make it go away, start with something simple. Get out of bed, take a deep breath. Remind yourself, this is my nervous system being sensitive. I don't have to fix this. I just have to show up. These small actions may not feel like much, but they're sending powerful signals of safety to your brain. They say, look, I'm safe enough to do this. The key is showing up, even when you don't feel like it. Every small action builds momentum, helping you desensitize your nervous system one step at a time. Now, this is easier said than done. And what I've found is that in order to do difficult things, it's good to understand why you're experiencing these symptoms in the first place. I've written a free ebook helping you understand how anxiety creates such bizarre nervous system related symptoms. The book is free and it's a great guide to help you get clarity on what the recovery roadmap looks like. The link is down below. You can download it for free. Step two, understand the principles of recovery. Recovery is not just about trying harder or forcing yourself to be calm. It's about working with your nervous system, not against it. Here are the principles that guide the process. One, stop fighting anxiety. Anxiety gets stronger when you fight it. The more you resist, the louder they become. Recovery begins when you stop trying to push anxiety away and instead let it come and go without resistance. Two, send signals of safety to your nervous system. Your nervous system is constantly asking one question: am I safe? Every action you take is an opportunity to answer this question. By leaning into discomfort, gently and intentionally, you're teaching your brain, this is not a threat. 3, focus on progress, not perfection. Recovery isn't linear. You'll have good days and you'll have tough ones. What matters is not doing it perfectly, but continuing to take small steps forward, even on the hard days. Step 3, build momentum with small wins. Your nervous system thrives on repetition and consistency. Recovery is less about massive breakthroughs and more about small, consistent actions that send the right messages to your brain. Here's what that could look like. 1, face a small fear. Pick one thing you've been avoiding, a conversation, a place, or a sensation, and approach it with curiosity. Don't aim to feel better. Aim to show your brain it's safe. 2, lean into the discomfort. Instead of retreating from anxious sensations, try sitting with them. Notice them without judgment, and remind yourself, this is just my nervous system doing its job. These steps aren't about fixing anxiety. They're about teaching your brain and body to stop overreacting. Over time, these small wins add up, creating lasting change. Remember, you are not broken. Recovery is within you. Right now, anxiety might feel overwhelming, but you don't have to fight it. You can work with it. Recovery isn't about fixing yourself because there's nothing wrong with who you are. It's about teaching your nervous system to trust that it's safe and to live again. Right now, you have a choice. You can stay where you are, get caught in the cycle of fear and avoidance, or you can take the first small step towards healing and regaining your life. Imagine a life where anxiety no longer controls you, where you wake up with confidence, go about your day without fear, and reconnect with things that you love. That life is possible. You don't have to navigate this alone. We've helped people around the world heal from their symptoms and regain their lives. And now it's your turn. If you're ready to take the first step, I've created a free resource guide to help you on the journey. It's that free ebook. It breaks down the principles into small, simple, actionable steps you can take starting today. Click the link below to get access and let's begin your recovery journey together. Your next chapter starts now.